This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number here allows you to take control of the airwave. Our airwaves is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, of course, it's, you know, election night here, and obviously results are probably mostly not going to be available during our radio show. There may be some initial ones, maybe in the final hour. We'll see what we can bring you about that. But for those of you who are, you know, still curious about election results, Vincent is here tonight. Hey, Vincent.
Hi, everybody.
And you're going to be doing a special edition of Questioning Authority, which is normally your Saturday night show. You'll be doing a special edition of that from 10 to midnight Eastern time tonight. So you may have more to say and or know about these elections.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, one of my first shows I did on LRN was the 2016 coverage, so it would just be like old times.
Right on. Will you be more sober or less sober?
Oh, jeez, way more sober than that, man. You know, I built up a tolerance. And Cody's not here, so.
So Ian here as well as
Michael
and Vincent.
Well, you know, Vincent's here. So you can bring up anything you want. Coming up, four myths about college students and voting, because you got a ride from a organization today to the polls. We can talk about that coming up, but let's go to the phones first, where Kevin is on the line to start things out here tonight. Kevin, you're in Virginia, listening on your phone. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah, so I wanted to talk about some things going on in college, and this all has to do with the election today. See, I was walking around campus, and a bunch of young people, and I'm 21, so kids that are like 18, 19, they're handing out flyers advocating for black rights, immigrant rights, women rights, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And this all has to do with cultural Marxism. These kids,
so what is that? What is cultural Marxism?
Yeah, so, of course, classical Marxism, the premise is that the capitalist or the bourgeoisie oppress the proletariat or the factory worker. But essentially, some academics who go by the Frankfurt School came to America directly to Columbia University, and they kind of pushed their ideology, which is cultural Marxism. And the logic is this. It's basically white heterosexual males are the new capitalists, and everyone else are the oppressed, which would be the proletariat. And so this all has to do with the young people handing out flyers advocating for black rights, immigrant rights, you know, gay rights, etc., because they think that white heterosexual males oppress them. And this all has to do with this new wave of Marxism in college. And, you know,
I
laugh at it.
It's not new.
Yeah, yeah.
Marxism has been present in college for, I don't know, as long as I've been alive, probably for decades and decades before that as well.
Yeah, but I think what led to cultural Marxism was the collapse of classical Marxism, right? And so, again, there is two branches of Marxism that were created, and one is cultural Marxism, and the other are the environmentalists. The environmentalists who want to overregulate the economy in the name of the snakes, birds, ants, you know, whatever. But the cultural Marxists have really hit college hard, and I laugh at this. And this is where political correctness comes
from. Wasn't Marx a white dude?
Yeah. But again, it was the
was he like a self-hating white guy, or like how did
he talk about race, Marx? I never thought he did.
Yeah, why does this this attack on men, white dudes? Why does that get labeled as cultural Marxism? What does it have to do with Marx?
Again, it's these academics who witnessed the failure of Marxism, and they blamed the Western culture and Christianity for the failure of getting the proletariat to actually, you know, kill capitalists. It was all about the revolution. But that revolution never happened. And so these academics went by the Frankfurt School, and they sought to destroy Western culture. And that is why they went into universities. They essentially attacked the dumb majors, like people majoring in literature, education. And again, that's why a lot of the young educators essentially implement Marxist ideologies in young people. Because when I was in kindergarten, I remember that my teacher said, "Hey, don't bring snacks unless you share with everyone else." And that just tells you, you can't have private property unless you share with everyone else. And so this has been going on, like you said, for a long time, but it's getting worse, especially with the whole Trump era. I'm really afraid that this is going to be a disaster. People have to realize that we all have rights. There's no such thing as group rights. We all have natural rights.
Yeah, that's an important thing. I'm glad you brought that up, because I meant to touch on that when you were talking about these people handing out flyers supporting black rights or women's rights or, you know, some modifier in front of the word rights. And I think you're absolutely correct. Point out that rights are a human attribute. They are something that all human beings should agree on and should agree that humans have. To say one group has fewer rights than another group is it's outrageous.
Well, how very unprincipled of you, Ian.
It's unprincipled about that.
It's unprincipled to believe that people have rights when at least all the voluntarists and libertarian literature I've read, Rothbard, it said that people actually don't. No one is entitled to anything, right? In fact, if people have a negative right, you do not have a right to commit force. Nothing else is guaranteed to you.
Well, okay, the idea of rights, though, is a good idea. And so, no, rights do not exist because they're just an idea. And what I'm saying here is that people, human beings, should acknowledge the concept of rights.
Okay, so what rights, Ian? Give an example of one.
Well, basically the right to be left alone. I mean, ultimately, that's...
So that means it's, the onus is on everyone else not to commit force. So it's, I guess it's just the same thing with different different labels.
Right. We're not talking about the other kind of false rights. I mean, I realize...
Like a government... government-paid abortion.
Yeah, any kind of so-called right that is ultimately a guarantee based on the government's forcing somebody to do something. Which is not a right in my mind.
But so many people think it is. I remember just at the college the other day, someone
they call that a positive right.
I find that very confusing.
And it's even like to the point where at the college, people were talking about the midterms. They were worrying for like, oh my God, we're going to take away our right to have government paid abortion. Like, I didn't come up with that as like someone literally said that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
So yeah, cultural Marxism is being taught in schools, or at least some sort of horse manure.
Kevin, anything else you want to share?
Yeah, just one thing about economics. I'm in the economics department, and thankfully, cultural Marxism hasn't affected economics. It's usually it affects social science and humanities. But I think you all know that Keynesianism has really affected.
Yeah, your own problem there.
And boy, these people really, they think that us Austrians are crazy or lunatics. Today, for example, I made a point that the hike in interest rates, it's going to, bring everything down, and that the economy was built on cheap money. People forgot that Ben Bernanke, the central planner, lowered interest rates at zero, and he did that for 8 years. Now, if you built a economy on cheap money, once you take that cheap money away and you make debt more expensive, then, the crash is coming. And these Keynesians just, they laugh at me. They call me an ideologue.
It sounds a whole lot like the Roaring Twenties to me.
Exactly. But in fact, these guys are cultists because they worship the state. And that's like a religion to them.
When it does happen, they'll blame anybody else.
And we'll be all laughing on top of our piles of silver, gold, and wallets full of crypto.
Cryptocurrency, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah,
hey,
exactly.
Kevin, keep us in the loop as things continue to develop there on the college campus. It's always interesting to hear that perspective. Obviously, we've got Vincent in the studio here, but good to have you calling in about it. Thanks for bringing that up here tonight. In fact, we were going to cover your experience as a college student going to vote today, Vincent. Plus, on the way, you've got the four myths about college students and voting. Toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And speaking of cryptocurrency, Bitcoin Cash may be splitting soon.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about saveitpurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using saveitpurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. Saveitpurse.com. Saveatpurse.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. You can dial toll free here. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Also, we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms that are open and available to you at discord.lrn.fm. And there are four of those rooms, so just jump into any one of them, and we'll join you in there. And then you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Go to discord.lrn.fm. Tonight in here, it's Ian,
Michael,
and Vincent.
We continue here. Want you to know about AnyPay. They are doing some cool expansions behind the scenes with AnyPay. Up front, though, you're going to see a super easy-to-use way to accept cryptocurrency at your point of sale. If you've got a retail business, if you're a manager, an owner of a retail establishment, you've been wanting to accept Bitcoin or Dash or, let's see, what else, Zcash, Zen. These are some of the cryptos they have. They've got some others that they're working on right now, and I'm not at liberty to say what they are, but it's pretty exciting stuff. So go to anypay.global. You can get signed up there. It's super easy to sign up. All you need is a username and password, and you are in. There's no government approval process. There's no paperwork to fill out. There's no waiting. You just go and create your account, and then you put your cryptocurrency addresses into the setup page and load the app on your point-of-sale device. You're done. You're accepting cryptocurrency that fast. Go to anypay.global. So we just had a gentleman on the line talking about his experience in college with all these people flyering for these various different types of rights, which, of course, you know, to our mind, should not exist. It should only just be the right to be free, to be left alone, to not be aggressed against. Not these what you called positive rights, I think one of you
used
that term.
Yeah, I said positive rights.
Positive rights, which I find to be one of the most confusing sounding, because positive sounds good, right?
Yeah, like, it sounds good.
Positive sounds like a good thing.
But in the end, it's like choosing the wallpaper in your prison cell. You know, it's something nice to have, but you're still a slave.
Well, the problem with positive, so-called positive rights is it requires the action of another individual, meaning that if you have a so-called right to health care, that means that somebody's got to provide that for you. Because by default, just sitting around doing nothing, you don't have somebody giving you health care. There has to be another human being there to provide that service.
Right.
And, you know, and if it's a so-called right, then that means you aren't obligated to pay for the services that you're being provided. So that means that that human being has to be willing to work without compensation or with whatever arbitrary compensation the government, this agency of coercive force, deems appropriate.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's what's been happening in Canada and to some extent starting to happen in the U.S. is that doctors are being paid so little that they're just
walking.
Yeah, they're walking out. They're going off and doing other things.
Go play golf. You know,
so there's a doctor shortage in Canada, air quotes on that, because the reason there's a doctor shortage is because they're not getting paid enough.
Right. So only the most, I guess, the most dedicated, and that doesn't necessarily mean the best. Doctors are going to continue on, the ones that are willing to put up with an abusive system, one that doesn't pay them what they're actually worth in the marketplace.
When it's not even really a free market, because you have to get some sort of arbitrary certification to be a doctor. There's no competition.
Well, right, you're saying even in the United States it's not a free market.
Yeah.
Right, because we know it's not a free market in Canada because it's a completely controlled government system. Here, you're right, it's a restricted market where there's a restricted, limited number of doctors that can even exist, and that number is, I think, controlled by the AMA,
mm-hmm.
if I'm not incorrect about that.
The thing that's going on right now with doctors,
basically.
I was speaking to someone about this last night, is that there are actually more people trying to become doctors than there are positions. Actually becoming a resident when you graduate from medical school, you get your MD, the next step is you go and become a resident at a teaching hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And the system by which you become a resident is actually, it's a national system that everyone has to go through called the MATCH. And what happens is you have to go and apply to like every different hospital you might conceivably want to go to all at once. And then what happens is everyone else that has got their MD and wants to go into residency at that point has to do the same thing all at the same time. They do this once a year.
And then what?
Then an algorithm tries to match the candidates to the positions that are open.
Huh. So it's not an actual process. It's not an actual process of that hospital looks at its applicants and decides.
Well, the hospital does look at its applicants when the at a certain point during the match.
This is after the system provides them with the options.
Right. The system provides them with the options that it thinks are going to match. The hospital looks at those, and then they grant interviews.
Wow. I had no idea it was that centrally planned.
It is.
That's crazy.
Everyone in the U.S. has to go through this system.
If you want to join us here, you can. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So the more controls there are like this, the less choice that we have in the marketplace as consumers. Not that very many people are making choices, because almost everybody's being shoehorned into this insurance system, whether it be by the fact that their employer is giving them health insurance, or if they live in a state like Massachusetts, where it's being shoved down their throats. And I guess that's true now in the entire United States.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't repealed the Obamacare thing yet, have they? They're talking about it, but...
We could thank John McCain for that.
Oh, is that right? He stood in the way of that?
Yes.
And then he died of a brain tumor or something like that?
He died of what he got. He got what he deserved. Terrible man.
So
he's in hell right now.
So you know, this is a system that's not going to change anytime soon. It doesn't matter. You're not going to be able to vote your way out of this. The Republicans are not proposing a free market in health care. They're just proposing to change the system in the way they want it to be changed.
Repeal and replace.
Right, to benefit their buddies. Right. So we still want to have the government running things. We just want to have it run it this way.
Which is why the 2012 election was just a total sham, because there's Romney care, right? They tried to have these two different people. Oh, you know, Romney wants free market. But no, he had his own plan when he was... Well, I'm saying that's what they said. But he had his own plan when he was before he ran for president.
Right, and
Romney
what's the difference? I mean, what is ultimately the difference between Romney care and Obamacare? Is there some kind of fundamental difference between those two?
Color schemes.
Yeah, minor, the color of the drapes. I mean,
right? Yeah. One of them was hung by a Republican. The other one was hung by a Democrat.
Heads they win, tails we lose.
Indeed. The toll-free number here, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to the phones to the fun. It's Sarah calling early on. Hey, Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I just want to say that here in Albuquerque, we can, like, run in and hand in our absentee or the mail ballots by 7 o'clock at all of the polling locations. They'll do it for that one day. So
if you were too lazy, or you just straight up forgot to send your absentee ballot in, you can still go to a polling location and hand it to them. That's what you're saying.
Hmm. Yeah, by 7 o'clock. So if you're listening to me, you've got 2 hours and a half by 7 o'clock.
In Albuquerque, we air later on, so by the time this hour of the show airs, it'll already be too late, Sarah. Thank you for the call tonight. She cares, though. She cares about voting. She's very, you know, intense.
I wonder how much more food stamps are given her for going on Free Talk Live to say that.
That's a darn good question. You're making me sorry I got rid of her there, Vincent. More coming up here in moments. 855, 450, free. Coming up, more about voting, the myths about college students and voting. Vincent's going to share those with us coming up here in moments. And this is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Why is the black man black and the white man white? GodSaidManSaid.com. The sons of God and science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. GodSaidManSaid.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously. You possess the world's greatest treasure. GodSaidManSaid.com. Sin Bones. St. Peter's Fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
USA Radio News.
Polls closed at 7 o'clock Eastern Time in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, New Hampshire, South Carolina, Vermont, and Virginia. Voters across the country experienced long lines, broken machines, and even humidity playing a part in election voting in North Carolina. The voters I spoke to, though, said it was worth it for them to get out and vote.
And I've never seen anything like this before.
And I'll wait as long as it takes to get my vote in, so hopefully everybody else will the same way.
Republican Speaker of the House Paul Ryan joined Fox News and said people need to remember one thing. It's always about the economy.
We do think we should be talking about our strong economy because it's been spectacular, and the Democrats are talking about rolling back and raising taxes, more spending. They're proposing to basically undo all the good progress that we've been having.
Former Vice President Joe Biden came out and said today he'd be dumbfounded if the Democrats don't win the House by a comfortable margin. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free. Join us on the radio here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms that are open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. That's where people are hanging out pretty much all of the time, day or night. There's folks in our Discord server talking about various different things. In different chat rooms, but during the show, you can use the call-in lines to get on the air with us tonight. You've got Ian here.
Michael.
And Vincent.
And a lot of libertarians got to know the Tom Woods show during the Ron Paul campaigns. Actually, a correction, they got to know Tom Woods. He launched his show after the Ron Paul campaigns. He started his show in September of 2013, and he's racked up over 1,200 episodes so far, interviewing folks like Ron Paul and Judge Andrew Napolitano and more. Topics including war, the Federal Reserve, net neutrality, which, by the way, that's in the news again today, the FDA, Austrian economics, and other subjects of interest to libertarians. You can find the Tom Woods Show online over at TomWoods.com or search for Tom Woods Show in your favorite podcatcher. As we continue here, we will, of course, take your calls about what you want. Let's go to the Discord on-air call-in line room where Big Jim Fridge is on the line. Hello, Big Jim.
Hey, Ian. Hey, Michael. Hey, Vincent. How are you guys doing today?
Welcome. Hello. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Las Cruces, New Mexico.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. We're actually on the air there now in Las Cruces.
Oh, cool. I'm watching on Twitch. I'll have to check that out on the radio.
Excellent. Go ahead with your thoughts. We're on KNVR, by the way. Go ahead.
Okay, cool. Well, I had a pretty bad day today at the polls. I don't know how your guys' experience was, but
what
so
happened?
Here in Doña Ana County, you can vote at any voting place. It's kind of a convenient thing. When I lived in Bernalillo County in New Mexico, you could do that too.
That's cool, because then if you work across town, you can just find a voting place that's nearby where you work rather than having to go and travel all the way over to whatever your assigned voting place would
exactly.
be. That's different.
Yeah.
I've never even heard of that.
Yeah, it's a cool thing that that we do out here in New Mexico. But so I went to, like, I must have been a half dozen different polling places, but I kept getting turned away. They wouldn't let me. I was really excited to go vote for Gary Johnson for senator, but they turned away. Each one turned me away. They said, you know, you have to wear a shirt if you want to go into the polling place. Topless Tuesday, and I, you know, I had to refuse.
Really? They do make you wear a shirt? That's really, is that against your rights?
No shirt, no shoes, no service?
Yeah, but that's a commercial.
I had always heard that, it's obvious that you're not allowed to wear campaign materials
right.
in there, but I never saw anything that said you had to be clothed.
No, maybe it's because Gary Johnson's kind of running on a pro Topless Tuesday platform. They turned me away.
And they discriminate.
Were afraid that would influence other people.
Voter suppression.
You know, here's what I would recommend in a situation like this. Get a camera and, you know, pull out your phone when the voting, the precinct worker starts to mess with you and say, well, hold that thought. Let me make sure I can get this on the record. And then just pull your phone up and say, can you say that again for me? And then they'll say, I'm telling you, you can't get in here unless you have a shirt on, son. And then you get it on video, and then you go to the media with that. Because unless you're, you know, unless you are engaging in if you're showing genitalia in most places, it's legal, right?
Just nipples.
Yeah, so you should have been fine. Now in some places it's illegal to show female nipples, but that doesn't sound like it's your problem.
Now you could just like get a couple of those I voted stickers and put them on your nipples. And
pasties.
Yeah.
I've got to vote to get those, though. It's the loophole. That's how they get you.
Mm. Good call tonight, Big Jim Fridge. I appreciate hearing from you. He's there on our Discord chat and the call-in lines there. You can join us over there at discord.lrn.fm. Now, Vincent, you went to vote today,
yes, I did.
And you successfully made it to the polls.
Yes. It was a two-and-a-half-mile walk from where I lived, and I'm glad I got a ride there, thankfully.
And it was the liberal group that you were talking about last week, I think, this next gen.
Well, the so-called liberal group, it's actually just, you know, like, statist and totalitarianism. But, yeah
sure.
Next-gen. They
call themselves progressive.
Progressive, right. That's good. Yeah, progressive. So they had a tent. It's like, and they had shuttles. The shuttles, they didn't have, like, their logo on it, but mm-hmm. I guess they're, like, borrowed vehicles or whatnot. Yeah, they
had, normal cars or, like, vans?
Vans.
Okay.
Vans. And so I decided, it was a last-minute decision. I said, whatever, I'm going to go vote. I'm going to go cancel out someone else's vote. So I look up how to get to the polls, and then, you know, Next Gen NH, like, has, like, a tweet show up, and I said, some irony here. So I show up, and, they're just constant rotations. They take some people, drive to the polls. They had a sample ballot because there's two constitutional amendment propositions on
the
ballot.
Dude, I didn't even see them. when I was voting, I knew they were going to be there, and I just went down the list of the names that they were, you know, the normal races, and I just didn't even see them. I guess they were down at the very bottom or something like that.
Yeah, and they would give the sample ballot just because people were taking too long to read it. So then they go in, register to vote, or just straight up go and vote, and I did, and yeah, I did in like record time, they said.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And you get to vote for probably a libertarian for the first time in your life. No, I guess you could have voted for Gary Johnson in 2016,
yes.
But I don't think you did. And I wouldn't blame you either, because I wouldn't blame anyone for not wanting to vote for Gary Johnson. But you did actually vote for at least one libertarian this time around.
Oh, two this time around.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Very nice.
And to find out who, you have to wait till questioning of 4H.
Are you going
to
reveal it? You're going to reveal how you voted?
I took a picture of a ballot.
Oh, right on. Which used to be illegal, by the way.
I was worried about it. I, like, positioned myself so no one could see behind me, and I took the picture.
It's not illegal anymore. That got overturned.
Oh, that's good.
It was the
illegal to take a picture of the ballot. Isn't it still illegal in some states?
It might be. I don't know. That would be a question you'd have to research on your own in any given state. But in New Hampshire, it was overturned by the New Hampshire Supreme Court, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, because I've been seeing chatter on Facebook all day that it's illegal to take a selfie with your ballot.
In various different
places.
In various
different states.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. The idea is somehow that that's going to be manipulated by people trying to threaten you into voting a certain way and demanding that you take a picture to prove that you voted a certain way is the supposed the excuse I've heard proffered for that particular law.
But at that point, you've already voted.
It's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous thing. So anyway, toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. So, Vincent, you wanted to address four myths about college students and voting. And you've got a story?
Yeah, I have right here, NPR. NPR, so the very independent, So four myths about college students and voting. This was published today by Courtney Rosin, and I'll just be reading. Opening on campus early voting sites, installing a practice voting booth with sample ballots and throwing election turnout parties. These are some of the ways college campuses across the country are trying to get students to vote in Tuesday's midterm election. And analysts expect those efforts will help. New research shows young people plan to vote in record numbers. But keep in mind, the records are low. 2014 marked the lowest youth turnout and voter registration rates in about 40 years.
Wow.
We have nowhere to go but up, says Nancy.
Pretty much.
Well, that's optimistic.
Says Nancy Thomas, a researcher who studies college student voter participation at Tufts University. 40% of 18 to 29-year-olds say they will, quote, definitely vote in the 2018 midterm elections, according to the Harvard Institute of Politics' most recent national youth poll. That's compared with...
They're hammering it all over the place, by the way. On the internet today, there was a notice on Reddit about voting.
YouTube, Facebook.
Google had it right there. They changed the Google logo to the words Go Vote on the Google homepage. Even on my Tinder app, there was a reminder to go and vote.
Gee, I wonder what's behind. I'm sure it's the best intentions all these big tech companies have of wanting people to go out and vote.
Can't imagine why they'd want people to vote.
Especially now. I mean, you know, it's not like they could get power or anything by doing that.
You're suggesting that they are likely lefties that are running the tech companies?
I'm saying it's most certainly 100%
lefties. Well, yeah, we know they are. I mean...
Although you did have that, there was that, what was it, DC unfriends via tech industry.
Yeah,
that looked
interesting. I do have a bit of show prep here.
But no, it's absolutely right, and it's like the young people, because they assume that young people are going to vote their way, so that's why we're trying to mobilize, you know, as many young people to vote as possible, even though a lot of young people shouldn't be voting, because a lot of young people are incredibly ignorant.
They don't know what they're doing.
I don't know, they can barely read above a junior high reading level.
Right, didn't you just get it instructed to cut your
dumb down my writing.
Right, because you write for the school newspaper, and apparently you use too many big words.
Apparently I speak English.
apparently you speak English fluently.
There's more coming up here in a moment, so you can join us. It is Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Hearing a lot about CBD these days? Yes, but which CBD products can you trust? Which website can provide proper education about CBD along with high-quality products? The answer? CBDonly.com. CBD or cannabidiol is one of hundreds of compounds found in the cannabis plant and one that contains a variety of medicinal benefits. Many doctors are starting to recommend CBD to their patients as an alternative or supplement to some pharmaceutical medications. CBD is becoming widely known to relieve pain, inflammation, and anxiety. Unlike THC that is found in the plant, CBD does not have psychoactive effects. In other words, it does not give the effect of being high. All CBDonly.com products are lab tested to ensure the highest quality standards. Shop CBDonly.com for CBD oils, edibles, vapes, skincare, even CBD for your pets. That's CBDonly.com. And to receive 15% off your order on CBDonly.com, use discount code CBDNOW. Remember, shop for CBD products you can trust. Shop CBDonly.com, your CBD superstore.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind here. Just dial in toll free, take control of the airwaves at 855-453. We're talking about college students and voting. There's apparently several myths that NPR is going to go over, and you've got that story, Vincent. We're going to get into that. Plus, DC versus the tech industry. There's a story that you've got about that. Michael Hampton and Ian Freeman. You can also join us in our Discord chat over at discord.lrn.fm and jump on into one of our Discord call-in line rooms, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. By the way, I do want to thank Troy, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier, meaning that Troy gives $5 per month to Free Talk Live via the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It is a way for you to support what we do here. We talk about the ideas of liberty and peace and cryptocurrency 7 nights a week, live on the radio, also podcast and streaming and satellite and a variety of different ways to get Free Talk Live into your ears. But if you want us to get on more radio stations, if you want us to bring new internet listeners on board, the AMP program is the way to do that. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's essentially our promotional budget and advertising budget to get Free Talk Live out there into more people. And you can help support that by becoming an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com, amp.freetalklive.com. And yes, you can use Bitcoin, BTC, PayPal, and Visa and MasterCard. And I've heard that American Express works, but honestly, I've never tested it. I wouldn't know how. I don't have one and never have. So, and no one else has bothered to try it either, so we don't know if that actually works. But the other ways do. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. Vincent, where'd we leave off here in the story?
Jill left off here. 40% of 18 to 29-year-olds say they will definitely vote in the 2018 midterm elections, according to Harvard Institute of Politics.
40%.
40%.
I don't believe it.
Well,
what was the turnout in 2014?
2014.
Didn't they say it was like it scraped an absolute low?
The lowest youth turnout and voter registration rates in about 40 years.
But it didn't say. It didn't say what it was.
No, no, right. Not in this article.
Okay. All right.
But just because students say they'll vote doesn't mean they'll actually cast a ballot on Election Day, says John Della Volpe, the Institute's director of polling. Still, it's possible youth activism, which Thomas says increased after the 2016 election, will motivate even more students to vote. It has certainly already motivated more young people to register, Della Volpe says. I think that for the first time, possibly, students are making the connection that if they want to see things change, they can't protest and rally and fight for their causes. They can't just protest and rally and fight for their causes, says Zanita Daver, director of...
As though voting's really going to change anything. That's the big, you know, lie here is that, well, voting really makes a difference, kids. And the reality is, you know, voting's pretty insignificant, as Mark has pointed out an inordinate number of times here. According to America Goes to the Polls 2014, they actually do say, they break down... the numbers here. The share of the voting electorate of voters under the age of 40 dropped dramatically from 36% in 2012 to just 26% in 2014. So what was the age range that said they were going to, you said 40% say they're going
to
vote?
18 to 29 year olds.
Okay, so it's not quite exactly apples to apples. So yours is 18 to 29, 40% saying. Here they're saying that people under the age of 40, it was 36% voted in 2012. And then only 26% voted in 2014. And I suspect the people between 30 and 40, that range that's not in your range, are more likely to vote than the people up to the age of
40. Well, 2014 also was a midterm year. I imagine more people vote for presidential elections just because it's, you know,
It's the big one.
Yeah, it's the big
one. That's true. And it does say here midterm turnout is consistently 15 to 25 points lower than the presidential years. So, yeah, you're right.
And so here we go. Zanita Daver, director of the All In Campus Democracy Challenge, said they actually need to act. And by acting, I mean participating in elections. This isn't the first election cycle in which colleges are taking an interest in wherever students vote, says Clarissa Unger, leader of the Students Learn Students Vote Coalition, a group that promotes civic engagement on college campuses. Colleges across the country have been working on boosting student voter turnout since at least 2012, when the Department of Education published a report calling on universities to increase civic engagement on campus.
And of course, as a larger perspective, this has been going on since I can remember in the 1990s when MTV came out with the Rock the Vote campaign.
yeah, the Rock the Vote, Vote or Die, you know.
And I even saw, I was at a concert on Thursday night last week. I went down to Providence to see the Crystal Method play, which was my first foray into the world of electronic music back in the late 90s. And he even had a Rock the Vote button. So, you know, he had it right on him. They are pimping that hard, and they do it every single year. And it doesn't make a difference.
Well, there's new 18-year-olds every year.
But it doesn't make a difference, you know?
It's about the same.
Right, put a bunch of stars out there, have the stars say go and vote, and it doesn't seem like it really matters.
So there's a lot more filler here. I'm just going to skip straight to the myths. There's also some misconceptions about college student voters. Thomas from Tufts University Institute of Democracy and Higher Education explains a few of them and why we're wrong.
All right, let's hear it.
Myth number one, students are uninformed. College students have access to an academic environment to get informed before they vote, making them knowledgeable voters. Well, no, they have.
But that doesn't mean they use it.
Yeah, they have access
mean they use
to
it. Or that they're actually being taught something other than propaganda.
Right.
Well, so yeah, and NPR is just total pro-state propaganda.
It's propaganda.
I mean, they're just getting lazier and lazier, coming up for equivocating and lies. Like, that's not even refuting it. All three of us were able to get, like, the same, you know, conclusion from that.
Pathetic.
Myth number two. Most college students vote from out of state.
Well, before you go on.
Well, yeah, this is a whole lead the horse to water thing, kind of.
Well, but before you go on about the college students not being informed. Okay, sure. They have the resources at their fingertips. Not just the fact that they're on a college campus, but Internet, right? Like,
yes.
Anybody who wants to be informed now has no excuse to not be informed if they want to be. They can just go and do it. But even in the case of James Cleveland, who is a former host here on Free Talk Live, he actually targeted the college. He specifically moved into a college neighborhood so he could run for state representative from the college neighborhood, so he could go to the college regularly and campaign to the college students, hoping that that would make a difference. And I knew it wasn't going to work, But, you know, I wanted to see how badly it was, you know, going to fail. He was well represented amongst the college students as far as they knew who he was. He was flyering them regularly. He would go down on the party nights, like Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights, walk around the neighborhoods and flyer. We had these great flyers which showed him at, like, some kind of a party. He it said, like, YOLO 420, blaze it on the front of the flyer in, like, big caps.
Wait, and he didn't get elected?
Believe it or not, it was almost impossible to get the college students who purported to actually support him, like, to the point where he would walk down one of the college streets in the college neighborhood, and there would be chants of his name. So when I say they knew who he was, I'm not exaggerating. It was like, Cleveland, Cleveland, you know, a bunch of drunk jocks and, you know, these girls. And you would think that he would have had a chance, but no.
But you're, I mean, like, Mike,
clearly
I think
they're not voting while they're drunk.
Well, I think you're underestimating the just the sheer ignorance of the. I think it's fair to say most Americans.
Underestimated.
Oh, I'm saying Mike in this case. Like, I was talking to someone, and I just, you know, I didn't want to talk about politics, but I mentioned like my viewpoint on something, and this person, she's like, oh yeah, I don't really know much about politics. I guess I should take a class and learn. And I'm like, you
that
need
would
to
be a good idea.
No.
Just
no.
Go learn. You don't have to take a class.
Make your own. Yeah, like, learn, first off, you know, a class you have to pay hundreds of dollars each day to attend,
right? And you're
right?
Just going to get propaganda.
You're going to get someone else's opinion. I'm like, you can't make your own opinion. And instead of saying, oh, I'm going to watch the news, which is bad in this stuff on its own, saying, oh, I'm going to get it from a college professor, someone who's, you know, like a card-carrying communist from the past 50 years. Like, it's absolutely ridiculous.
You raise
a
good point.
Yeah, I'm like, I
one
feel
of the
like
worst
the,
ideas to take a class.
I feel like the time traveler in H.G. Wells, the time machine, all the Eloy around me and stuff, and they're like, oh, just playing into flowers, and then the government's like the Morlocks and are ready to just take them and cannibalize them and kill them. It's awful. I'm like, people, wake up!
I'll give her credit for wanting to learn.
No.
Okay.
I'll take a class to do it. Most people haven't even registered for classes, even though it's been past time to do it. Like, so I heard a figure like 70% of people in one class didn't register, and it's been weeks since we had to.
Sure, but this just shows the attitude of, oh, well, the only way I can learn is to take a class.
Yeah,
I can't
have someone else teach me.
I can't just go and learn, even though all the world's knowledge is now at my fingertips on the very device she probably has in her purse or in her hand at that very moment. No, we still want to go through the old system of signing up for some old institution, paying, as you pointed out, hundreds of dollars
a day,
having to show up on some sort of schedule, likely early in the morning, and then sit and absorb whatever propaganda is being bellowed from the front of the classroom.
She probably doesn't have unlimited data on her phone anymore.
She's on a college campus. They've got Wi-Fi.
Yeah, dude.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Where were we at on this list of four things?
Number two.
Okay, we're going to get to number two coming up. And your calls and thoughts are welcome if you want to weigh in here on election night. This is Free Talk Live. Open phones as always.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.